This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Daylight is so close, so don't you worry about a thing. We're gonna be alright. We're gonna be alright.
All right, here we are, 7.5 the hour. It's Tech Talk time. Good Days Tech Talk, featuring the talents of Greg Stebbin, who, among other things, is the technical writer, technical author, technical contributor. Dude. I like that word. Yeah, he's the technical dude at Men's Health Magazine, also the author of White House Confidential, a great book looking with insightful reality into the lives about some of our presidents that are a little whacked. Okay? Not that you'd want to think that too many of our presidents are whacked, but you elect either one of the people that seem to be on the top of the heap here, you can be sure there'll be whacked stories coming out of that. So, anyway, Greg is a prolific writer and a student of the world we live in, because the world is all about technology. So, I'm going to give you two stories. All right?
I'm ready.
Richie and Victoria are familiar with you. We have Greg Stebbin, Victoria Keelan, Rich McFadden, Doug Stefan on Tech Talk Time.
And I just want to establish, I don't know what these two stories are, so this is almost like a game show for me.
Well, the first one has to do with Netflix and trying to figure out what to do with a Netflix account that is frozen much of the time. We rebooted the computer last night, rebooted everything, and we were watching on Netflix an old Blacklist, and it just froze. And Meredith says it does it all the time, and so I rebooted the modem, and we rebooted the box that was under the TV, and it came back to a point, but then it did the same thing again. And so Richie and Victoria both suggested that the account has to be directly wired, but it is sort of directly wired into Fios, into the modem, but the wire has to go directly into the TV. That's what they said.
How many TVs do you have in the house?
Two.
The first thing I would do, if you didn't already do this, is I would go try and watch on the other TV to see if it happens there. Because is it your TV? Is it the box hooked up to the TV? Is it your internet? Or is it Netflix? You need to narrow it down to the most likely suspect.
Uh-huh. And also on a Sunday night, you're hitting a lot of Netflix people who are also watching Netflix. So what?
Well, with Fios, for Netflix, why should we?
With Fios, I would hope that wouldn't be a problem. But
what?
But
Fios is the worst.
It's a legitimate problem. You know,
all right, so we weren't unique in having, that's not something that's unique.
Well, I find most people have that buffering issue when they're watching Netflix on a laptop or on an iPad. But typically, and Greg, I watch Netflix on my TV. I have a smart TV, an LG, and I watch Netflix, and I never have that issue, ever. So I'm not sure if Doug is using Wi-Fi and that's the problem, or I'm not sure what his setup is, so it's hard to diagnose it.
Right, and so if the minute that happens,
it's not using Wi-Fi.
So it's hardwired into your gateway or some other device.
Hardwired into the modem, and
the
modem
is next to the TV.
Yes. Why are you laughing, you snob?
That was a segment always turned into a phone call that I'm having with my mom. It just won't work.
Oh, I know, right?
I don't know why.
Well, because there are a lot of people who pay for this stuff.
A lot of people do have issues. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. It's not right. It's not fair.
Right. So. And they're all exactly like Doug's.
Yeah. All right. So
in a certain demographic, all they are.
You snobby, blanking elitists
reality,
who know all of it, and you're happy to laugh at other people that don't have it.
Describe your
I'm
situation.
Sick of paying for this crap that doesn't work.
Right. We can't definitively describe your situation,
well,
so we're not helping.
Well, the problem
anybody.
Is, Doug, you don't even know which crap doesn't work
right,
yet.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's the problem.
So you really have to figure out whose crap it is that doesn't work.
I'm sure it has something to do with Fios, because they're the worst. They're the crappiest of the crappers. as far as I'm concerned. All right, so here's another one.
So fix that problem.
Okay. So now, you're going to love this one. Richie, don't even say, I don't want to hear a word from you. Just keep quiet.
I feel like I'm at Thanksgiving dinner.
What else at your house is broken?
Okay, so I had a new, I remember I told you I was getting a new computer installed. It was all 8 gigabyted up, and I got a couple of new screens so that I could see better. It was, it was nice. Nothing's faster. But when the guys did this, I have my Gmail account, and I have my Outlook account, and the Outlook account is part of Windows 7. So I want them just to transfer everything over from the old computer to the new computer. Well, apparently he forgot to do the email account. So when I go to use it, there's nothing. There are no held email addresses from the old Outlook. So I said, what are we going to do about this? Because he'd wiped out the hard drive to the other computer because I'm giving it to one of the people who work for me. So he's taken everything off of it. So then he says, I'll fix it. I'll put all the contacts in from your Gmail account. Well, I have thousands of contacts in my Gmail account. I don't use them all the time. Some of the addresses are wrong. And that's what he put in. So now I sent an email to Jennifer, for example, and it went to the wrong address. Because it's got so many different addresses, and now I can't seem to be able to figure out how to get the contacts back in unless you've got some ideas.
You're not going to like what I'm going to say.
Okay.
I've had a Mac for a week now.
Yeah, I'm not going to like it.
And one of the wonderful things about an Apple computer is you can buy a box called a time machine, and you hook it up to your computer, and then when you get a new machine, you hit a button, and it just makes the new machine look and act exactly like the old machine.
I've heard about that, but I've never used it.
Why can't you do that with Windows or with...
Because it's a Microsoft product.
They don't make that. It doesn't exist, I think, right?
I mean, it sounds like your tech guy made a big mistake.
Yep.
If he wiped... So here's the lesson for everybody. Whether you have a Mac or a Windows computer, doesn't matter. If you're not, first of all, using Dropbox is great because in addition to all the other benefits of sharing and everything, it's backing up a lot of stuff on your computer, but it's not backing everything up. I don't think Dropbox would have backed up the contacts that Doug has lost. That's why some kind of backup to an external hard drive, which is what Time Machine is, or to a service like Carbonite. I personally love Carbonite. I recommend it all the time. You know, it's $60 a year, and it'll essentially give you such peace of mind.
Greg, here's the problem, okay? All of that depends on Doug backing it all up somewhere or it being set up to back up somewhere.
Well, not like a Carbonite.
Carbonite and all those things, that is so 8-track. That is so cassette deck. The cloud is where it's at. Doug, I could take my computer or my phone and throw it out on the beltway, let it get run over by a Mack truck, walk into the Apple store, buy a new computer or a new phone, and this is Windows, or it doesn't matter whether it's a Mac or Windows, and just buy it, log in, and all of my stuff is there. My email, my files, my everything, it's all
now,
there.
Now, but you also have to be careful, and Mac users, I've fallen victim to this too. I'm a total Mac household, but I have sometimes deselected that things get saved to the cloud, so I've had to go back through and make sure documents are going there, where music is going. You have to also point it in the right direction.
Using the Apple Cloud. I mean, like, I'm a Google guy, too. So all my email, all of my files, everything are all in Google. And then, yes, my contacts and my photos are in part on Apple, but also my photos go to Flickr as well. I could throw my phone out the window, open up another phone, log in, and nothing has changed.
Let me just interject here.
There's too many assumptions that you know more than you. They want you to buy the stuff, spend the money, and then they don't give a damn.
But the problem is,
you're on your own.
You have a device on your desk that doesn't work.
Right. The problem, Rich, with what you just described, it works for you and it works for a good chunk of the population, but some people,
and it's where everything's going.
Well, it is. I think it's the best solution. But for instance, Doug is still an Outlook user, and as long as he's going to continue to be an Outlook user, and there's a lot of Outlook users, there's a lot of as long as
so you're
people
stuck. Continue.
Well, yes, but even though you're stuck, there's solutions for your stuckness. And one of the solutions for your stuckness is Carbonite, which, by the way, was one of the first companies to use the cloud to accomplish
right.
what we're talking
and
about.
And it's a good company, and it works well if you use it. I'm just saying it's an 8-track.
Yeah. Well, okay. I'm not disagreeing with you there, but not everyone's going to go open a Gmail account, and not everyone's going to go buy a Mac. And
he's got a Gmail
probably,
account.
Okay, but for some reason it wasn't integrated with his Outlook account.
Because
so
he's used to Outlook,
okay.
and that's
Outlook
what he likes.
Captured yeah. all of the usable email, the stuff that I use every day with the right addresses that was on the Outlook, not necessarily
yeah,
a part of.
I don't agree with, you know, Rich, you and I can respectfully disagree
yeah,
about this.
Sure.
But I don't agree that there is a in this case, we're kind of talking about a two solution, you know, pick A or B. It's just not going to work for everybody. And so that's where companies like Carbonite or an external hard drive are hugely effective and, frankly, so economical that, you know, I actually used to do work for Carbonite. And when I first heard about it, when they first told me about the company, when they were first launching it, my reaction then, the world has changed, but it's still true for someone like Doug, is like they've cured the cancer of personal computing because the biggest problem is losing stuff. And here we are in 2016, and Doug, like many, many other people, is in a position where he can lose stuff and he needs a solution to put an end to it. And he's not probably going to make a huge change in his technology use right now. Maybe never.
No, well, I might when it gets impossible to do this, but I'd rather. That's not my business.
I mean, you're still using Windows 7.
I'm in business to do radio programming, produce programs. I'm not in business to try to figure out how to run a GD computer. That's not my business.
I am completely sympathetic.
So I'm so
ironically, Doug, I will tell you that in the last year and a half, I went from Windows 7 to Windows 10. And I went from Windows 10 to a Mac.
Yeah, I have
and
no
the transition
I will
from
never
Windows,
go to a Windows to Windows 10 from what I know.
Well,
about it,
the
never.
Transition from Windows 7 to Windows 10 was much harder than going from Windows 10 to a Mac.
Yeah.
And that tells you that there's something wrong in that part of the world of computing.
It's, or a Chromebook.
It's not easy.
A Chromebook would answer a lot of your headaches, too.
It would, but in my case, it might be perfect for Doug.
For Doug.
I'm a heavy user with certain pieces of software
right,
I need.
Yeah, no. Yeah.
So Chromebooks are great for a lot of people, and I love the fact that you can get a really good one for $200. And that's really where you can have, you know, throw it out of the car window.
Get one of those and get used to using it. All right. But
can we answer all your
problems?
Still
a problem. 19 past the hour.
Lawns love fall. They love backyard touch football and kids diving into leaf piles. But what lawns really love is fall's cool air and warm soil. That's why now is the time to use Scott's Turf Builder Grass Seed to help repair and thicken your lawn from the long summer. Scott's Turf Builder Grass Seed grows grass quicker, thicker, and greener, guaranteed. So pick up a bag today. Fall time is yard time with Scott's.
There are two types of people in this world, the haves and the have-dones. The have-dones download the Groupon app and save up to 80% during Grouponathon, Monday, October 3rd through Friday, October 7th. Discover new deals added every day for 5 days on over 50,000 things to do, try, and buy, like beauty and massages, restaurants, getaways, goods, and a whole lot more. Shop Grouponathon, because if you're going to own something, own the experience. Groupon.
Small business comes in all shapes and sizes. Your financing option should, too. Benetrans Financial offers a full suite of small business and franchise funding options to help entrepreneurs like you get the best funding options possible, quickly, safely, and economically, so you can finally purchase the business of your dreams. Sign up for a free funding consultation today, and we'll design a customized funding plan for you. Visit Benetrans.com. That's Benetrends.com to find out more. Benetrans.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can't absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium-quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Yes. 23 after the hour, it's Tech Talk time. From Good Day, I'm Doug Steffen, along with our friend Greg Stebbin, who's the technical editor at Men's Health Magazine. Also here, Rich McFadden, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen has found her way to the control board. At least this will be the first time in about a month since she broke her leg that she's there. Nice to have her there. And so we move on into other problems that are not just mine, but everybody else's. But there have to be plenty of people listening to me who are saying, yeah, Doug, yeah, that's my problem, too. I just sent a note to the guy who's my technical guy, and I said to him what I just said to you. This is not my business. I have you guys doing this because I need it for my business. It is not my business.
Right.
I need it as a tool because that's the acceptable way to do business. If I could do business without having all this crap around, I would be very happy. But I can't. So now I hire people to make sure that I have what I need, and instead of that, what I have is a problem because they didn't think about things that they ought to have thought about, and it's extraordinarily frustrating.
So, but let me ask you this, though, just real quick. If you've got a pin in the wheel of your, let's just say in the caliper of your tractor wheel, okay, it was a pin, what tool are you going to use to knock that pin out?
I'm going to use a little chisel and a hammer.
Okay.
A little chisel or a pin prick or something like that and just pop it out with a hammer and a little prick.
You wouldn't use a pair of vice grips, right?
I might, depending on how hard it is. If it would not come out easily, I'd put a pair of vice grips on the bottom of it and pull it out.
The bottom line is the best tool for the job. And what I'm trying to do is get you to look at...
I know, you're telling me the Mac is the best tool for the job.
Well, you just...
It may be, but it requires a lot of time, and I wasn't interested in putting the time in. I'm sure I'm safe, or I thought I was. I am now, actually, the way you guys have described it, you and Greg and Victoria, I wished I'd have done that instead of spending $1,000 for this.
What I've been trying to tell you for years is we can make these tools better for you.
Jesus.
Yeah.
So that there's not all this aggravation.
Yeah.
But you're just like everybody, Doug. You're used to what you used to, and you don't want to make the change.
Well, I don't want to take the time because I got other things to do with my time.
I know.
And so now I'm wasting this time, and maybe I could just have learned. I will tell you, anytime I use in a hotel a Mac, I find it fairly easy to...
sort of, you know, figure it's intuitive to a point.
It is. It's very intuitive. That's exactly
that's
the word
Apple's
that I...
thing is they're very intuitive.
Yep. Yeah. That jumped to mind as soon as I switched over from PC to Mac. I couldn't... There is a learning curve, and it is a little bit scary and intimidating.
But there's a... For anyone
once you're
who
over
from,
it...
Yeah, but for any... You know, when they rolled out Windows 10, my position on it for most people was, if you're going to change to a new operating system, which was virtually required... Don't change to Windows 10. Just get a. This is the time to get a Mac. You're going to have that learning curve anyway.
How is Microsoft even staying in business?
Let me tell you how Microsoft is staying in business. Gamers, everything runs on Windows, and then both of my kids have HP laptops provided to them by the county that we live in.
Yeah.
So Microsoft goes out and makes these huge deals. Yeah. Where every single kid in the school district has a Windows computer. Mm. And which is very interesting, actually. My son, who was grown up an Apple kid, has now gone, Dad, can I get a laptop, a PC for Christmas because I want to be able to play games? Aren't Macs too expensive? And I'm like, here's my Apple-raised son starting to question Apple and want a PC because of what he experiences in the school and all the gamers that he sees on YouTube using.
You know, one of the interesting things about Macs is you can actually run Windows on them, and Windows will run better on a Mac than on a PC.
Absolutely.
So I could have my Windows, the Outlook sort of thing you're talking about.
You could, yes.
Yeah, they have Outlook for Mac, yep.
All right, thanks for nothing.
I know.
All right,
I feel like
Greg
you should have talked to us first.
I know. Victoria and Rich, 28 past the hour on the Good Day Tech Talk time.
When it comes to commercial vehicles, it's time to drill down to the details. If you're not driving the new Sprinter Worker from Mercedes-Benz, your van just isn't cutting it. The Sprinter Worker takes payload up a notch, carrying up to 3,512 pounds. Its cargo volume is cranked up too, with over 300 cubic feet of space. When it comes to safety, it's unmatched, but it's the price that'll really hammer it home. The new Sprinter Worker starts at just $32,495. It also has a service interval of up to 20,000 miles and the highest residual value in its class, according to ALG. Put that in your pipe and weld it. Huge capacity, small price, starting at just $32,495. The all-new Sprinter Worker, starting at only $32,495. Mercedes-Benz, vans born to run.
NSF Maker 2016 Sprinter Worker excludes all options, Texas title, registration, transportation, charge, and dealer prep. Options, while availability and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details.
This report is brought to you by Travelers. The findings of the 2016 Travelers Risk Index have been released, identifying what worries Americans most. This year's survey found financial security is the top concern for consumers, while business leaders see rising medical costs as their biggest threat. Patrick Gee, Senior Vice President of Claim at Travelers.
The report uncovered some shared concerns among consumers and business leaders relative to things like cyber threats, a changing workforce, and also severe weather. The good news is there are steps they can take to protect their families, finances, homes, and also their workplaces. We recommend carrying out a risk assessment and discussing your needs with a risk advisor.
Business leaders and consumers alike worry about the changing workforce. More than one quarter of consumers fear they won't have the skills to compete, and almost half of business leaders worry they won't be able to attract and retain talent. Additionally, more than half of Americans surveyed rank cyber threats as one of their biggest concerns. For the full results, visit travelers.com/risk index. That's...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Dad, I'm watching the polls and I'm worried. What if Hillary wins the election? What if Trump wins the election?
Well, let me tell you, son, no matter what happens with the election, you need to protect your retirement. It's up to you to take control and manage your future. And the simplest and easiest way to do that is with a private storage gold silver IRA.
A private storage gold silver IRA? Really?
That's right. We set up our own private storage IRA with a gold silver group, and now we have full control of our retirement. And the bonus? We qualified for $995 in free silver. Gold is up over 20%, silver over 30%, while the Dow only up about 7%. Trust me, now's the time to diversify with gold and silver.
Worried about your retirement? Don't wait for the politicians to decide your future. Call the experts at Gold Silver Group, 800-554-8437. Learn how to qualify for up to $995 in free silver. Gold Silver Group provides fully insured free shipping and private delivery to your door. For the best service and best prices, call Gold Silver Group, 800-554-8437. 800-554-8437.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
My best friend, and I love you, and I love you.
34 after the hour now, Tech Talk time from Good Day. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan, Rich McFadden. Our focus on technology and the information that you can learn by using technology. I was blown away. This is another one of these things Richie's probably going to make fun of me for. I'm looking at the evaluation of the people who are using Twitter and connecting to us, Twitter at DJV Show, Facebook.com/DJV Show. The information that you can find out about the people who are connected to you, because the Twitter profile and the Facebook profile tells you a lot about who you are, and it automatically gains with thousands of people who are in our audience. I can tell you how many people are men and women. I can tell you what the household income is. I can tell you what your worth is. I can tell you what your jobs are.
I'm looking at this stuff.
What kind of phone you use?
Not by name, yeah. But I can tell what your buying habits are. I can tell what you use, who you use, AT&T, Verizon, T-Mobile, that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. 41% of the audience uses AT&T for their wireless carrier. Verizon, 35%. 19% use T-Mobile. Sprint, 12%. And by the way, because we have so many foreign listeners, which is another thing that sort of blows my mind. I don't know if you guys looked at this. I think, did everybody get the information
no.
that came? Wow, I'll send it to you. It's
yeah.
really, what do you like for snacks, consumer purchases? I mean, this is fantastic information. And I don't know whether I should be happy about it or not. It's good for being able to sell what your consumer buying habits are, what kind of cars you buy, what you go to the movies to see, what you watch on television, what your political party affiliation is. 33% of the people listening to this program who use social media are Democrats. 28% have some connection to a political party. 25% Republicans. I find that very interesting, as a matter of fact. And then the interest, what you do with your free time. But even more so, listen to this. The number of people, I wish Jennifer were here, 13% of our audience is from California. 6% is from England using social media. You find
cool.
that interesting?
Yeah, I love that.
6% are from New York, 5% Florida, 5% Texas, 5% New Jersey, 2% Ontario, Greater London accounts for 2% of our listenership on non-radio. I find that fascinating, frankly.
That's great.
But yeah, I know, there's all kinds of stuff in here that I never knew before going through this.
So we have a lot of coasts. We've got London, we've got the East Coast, and we've got the California. But what about in the middle?
In the middle, there are a lot of states. Illinois is big. Let me go back to that screen if I can. Richie, what did you start to say?
Well, once again, it's a tool. And,
yeah, it is. That's what it is.
The great thing, and one of the reasons that radio and media in general has attached itself to digital outlets, is that you can get these kind of analytics so that you can go to an advertiser and go, look, here's the snacks that my audience enjoys.
Yeah,
here's
right.
the wireless carrier.
Yeah, yeah, that's what
hey,
we're going to do.
AT&T, you should be
yeah.
advertising with us because, look, 41% of the listeners yeah. that we have.
We're going to an advertising agency this week with this
right.
information.
And
69% of our listeners are from the United States, 7% from the UK, 5% are Canadians, 2% are Australians, 2% are Indians. We have listeners.
Well, that Doug Stephanie is very good.
Appreciable listenership in the Netherlands.
And we just lost the 2%.
No,
Germany,
no, come back, please.
Mexico, Brazil, Italy. I find it very. That's and.
But
the
once again, Doug, and I'm just going to drive this home to you.
Yeah,
it's all a tool.
Yeah,
and you just have to have the right tools for whatever job you're trying to get done.
Yeah.
So be it you're trying to do email at your desk at home or you're trying to sell advertising, you look at the tools.
All right, so you asked a question about what other states. California is the biggest state. New York is second. Florida, third. Texas, fourth. New Jersey, fifth. Let's see here. Georgia, sixth. And Illinois, seventh in the top ten, if you're that's where it shakes out. Okay.
That's interesting. That's very interesting. It surprises me, but it's very interesting.
So, but what it does is, for any of you who are commercially using Twitter or Facebook, you can get that same information, apparently, by having somebody who knows how to find it. And, of course, with as well
Google
as
Google Analytics will give you all that.
Yeah. As well as I learn, I mean, I'm on top of this now, so I'm doing all this work myself.
No. Okay. Lord help us.
Anyway, but I found that very, absolutely fascinating.
It's fascinating. It is.
All right. Here's something in technology you'll find pretty interesting. Emergency alerts on your smartphone. The FCC last week, why the hell they're involved in this, I don't know. Let the companies do it themselves. But anyway, the FCC voted to allow texts sent through the wireless emergency system to include links to pictures, maps, and phone numbers. Yeah. Why is this a significant improvement, Victoria?
This is huge because when we had the bombing in Chelsea, what is it, a month ago now? When we had the bombing in Chelsea here in New York City, and then we had the other bombs that were picked up at the Elizabeth Station in New Jersey, I got an alert on my phone. That whole morning, my phone was blowing up with these alerts, and it says, this is the person that we're looking for. This is the suspect. And ultimately, they found him, except there was no link to a picture. I had to go and separately Google the picture that the FBI or whomever had put out. So now to have a link automatically on your phone as you're walking to work or wherever you are, if you're on mass transit and there might be a threat right there that's imminent, you have the link right there and you can see the picture of who the suspect is. This is a really good improvement, and I'm surprised it hasn't happened sooner.
Yeah, it's really, when you look at this stuff, it's the other side of it is, Victoria, that it points out how much of our life is focused on fear and what we need to be prepared for and how we come, you know, we teach our children or, you know, emergency alerts. When I was a kid, nobody knew from nothing about any of this stuff. Not that it was better. It just seemed to make life more peaceful, and things don't get settled or fixed any better or quicker because of this. You just know more.
Well, no, that's not true, because someone who did spot this guy slumped over on a doorstep somewhere in Elizabeth or whatever town it was.
Yeah,
I mean, that was because the person saw that the FBI had posted all these pictures on social media. So it does actually lead to, in some cases, faster action and a faster resolution.
So you look at the scale, right? The scales of justice, and in this case, trying to fight terrorism, and that terrorism is spread by people recruiting through Twitter, through social media, and online using technology, but it's also fought with technology through these FBI alerts and just social media and everything. And you wonder where that scale is right now. Who's got the advantage right now, and how do we tip those scales in our
favor? The Russians have Snowden. That's their advantage.
Yeah.
And I think it's a big advantage. You can see the movie Snowden. You'll see what I'm talking about. All right, let's see here. What are we working on? A man's letter to an advice columnist has backfired and gone viral. We'll tell you that story in a moment. This is Tech Talk time at 42 past the hour.
What if you could go back in time and change the past? Would it put the future in danger? Tonight on NBC.
This guy went back in time trying to rewrite history. It could change the present in ways we can't predict.
From the creator of Supernatural and Revolution and the creator of The Shield, the premiere of Timeless.
Who are you? We're actually...
This is Dr. Dre. I'm Nurse Jackie. We're from General Hospital.
Timeless premieres after The Voice tonight on NBC.
You might not know it, but fall is the perfect time to feed your lawn. So this football season, you can spend halftime eating some lukewarm bean dip, or you can head outside and run some lawn feeding routes using Scott's Turf Builder WinterGuard Fall Lawn Food. The conditions are ideal for grass to grow deep roots, so your lawn will be stronger come spring. So forget the room temperature dip. Get out there and pick up your bag today. Fall time is yard time with Scott's.
Hi, I'm Gary Sinise. Since 2001, the Air Power Foundation has helped so many in our military, from the children of our fallen heroes to our wounded service members and those in our special operations community. That's why I'd like you to join me Saturday, October 22nd at the Dallas-Fort Worth Airport as I co-host the American Airlines Skyball, a wonderful fundraising event in support of the Air Power Foundation, our nation's oldest military nonprofit organization. The evening includes a special dinner prepared by celebrity chef Robert Irvine and finishes with a private concert by country music superstar Tim McGraw. So many in our military have sacrificed so much for our freedoms. I hope you'll consider joining us on October 22nd. Go to skyballinfo.com for more information on how you can attend and support this great event. Again, that's skyballinfo.com. Thank you.
Hey, Paul, upgrade season's here. I got my new iPhone 7 from Sprint.
So, Pete, you upgraded your phone and your carrier.
Smart.
Sprint. I've been hearing good things about their network.
Yes, Joey. All networks are within 1% reliability of each other now. And Sprint saves you 50% on most current national carrier rates.
Switch to Sprint and get the new iPhone 7. Plus, save 50% off most current national carrier rates. Don't let a 1% difference cost you twice as much. Visit a Sprint store, Sprint.com/iPhone, or call 1-800-SPRINT-1 today.
50% savings until 5/31/18 after pay full amount, subject to $30 activation fee. Credit and valid forwarding. Must choose from porting carrier rates. Applies to Verizon Plan 2, 4, 8, 16, 24, 30, 40, and 50 gigabytes. AT&T Mobile Share Advantage. 1, 3, 6, 10, 16, 25, 30, 40, 50 gigabytes. T-Mobile Simple Choice 2, 6, 10 gigabytes. Carrier and international features differ. Plans exclude unlimited music and video streaming, data carryover, and cloud options that other carriers' plans may offer. See website for eligible plans. Reliability claim based on third-party data. Offer coverage not available everywhere. Restrictions apply.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit HatcherFoundation.org for more information.
46 past the hour, Tech Talk time focus now on a man who wrote to the Guardian newspaper for marital advice, now regrets his action after his letter angered pretty much every married woman on the planet. He wrote that 6 years ago his wife gave birth to their youngest child. When she didn't lose the baby weight, he started suggesting weight loss tips and workout routines. She didn't take his advice. He told the columnist that all his efforts to get her to lose the weight were ignored, so he did what he thought would be the most effective approach. He didn't have any sex with her. He says he now regrets the choice because it's been several years since he and his wife had sex.
Oh, no.
He said, I realized my approach was not a good one, and I've been making efforts for the past 2 years to go back to normal, but she's always running away. Women reading the column were seething with anger, and it was all over social media. They were sharing their outrage, as you might imagine. Some guys actually commented on the story as well, asking, how could this guy not think his plan would totally backfire? What a moron this guy is.
Oh, man.
The advice columnist garnered some praise for her response to him, suggesting he relax, be patient, wait for his wife to get over the fact that he essentially used sex as a punishment. Whew. She added, this is actually good advice for all people in general. Sex and intimacy should never be used for leverage. What an awful reality. My God, this guy. But it did go crazy, didn't it, Victoria?
Yes, absolutely. This is
week especially.
No bueno. This guy's probably deleted all of his social media presence.
Yeah. So...
Today, as we said earlier, today is National Boyfriend Day. So we had the great story of the boyfriend who cooked little cat-sized pancakes for his girlfriend's cat while he was babysitting.
Yeah.
And then we have this guy.
Yeah. It's good.
Polar opposite.
Yeah. So just to sort of not put too much emphasis on what we were talking about earlier, but it has been the main theme of what we've been through today. My foibles and I should have known this and I should have known that and I should have done this and I should have done that. My guy, he's a wonderful guy, actually, the guy who's the tech guy. I like him a lot. He says there's no backup on the cloud. I suggested that to you a year ago in conversation. You said all I have on my email is all I have on my computer, which is email. And then, you know, the old computer I gave to one of the guys that works for me, he said maybe you can get the data restored and get that stuff back. And then, you know, it was like this guy left. He told me what to do. I didn't do it. So it then becomes my fault. I'm the dummy. I should have known better.
So he can't retrieve your emails in order to get your email addresses? I mean, how does everyone retrieve Hillary's emails all the time?
I know.
Call Julian Assange?
Yeah.
Can he help Doug?
Huh? You should call Julian Assange.
I can tweet at him. Dear Julian Assange, can you help Doug get his emails back?
Yeah, right. I don't want the email. I just want the right addresses that make it easy for me to send an email to you. I get your wrong address. Jennifer, wrong address. Richie, wrong address. Everybody's address is the old address that came from, because all the Gmail things have held all the old addresses along with the new ones and the right ones.
Yeah.
So it just seems like it's the never-ending story. And I say, this is not my business. I needed to do my business.
This is why you have people.
Yes.
Your people should be doing this,
people should be doing this.
You're a big celebrity. You shouldn't have to deal with this.
Help you. Help me. Help you.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to change the station. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be faster than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to change the station now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You could reduce your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-557-3965. That's 1-800-557-3965. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-557-3965. 1-800-557-3965. 1-800-557-3965.
Tech Talk time is 53 past the hour now. This is where Rich and Victoria and I talk technology. I'm usually the leader of the discussion because of my familiarity with all the technology. Things. But I'm going to turn it over to Victoria in a moment to talk about what Tinder has added in their dating app. Plus, if you're not vacuuming and you're using the name Tyson, what does that mean?
Tyson.
Well, what I say?
Tyson. Tyson. Not chicken nuggets.
It's a chicken.
You vacuum it with a chicken. We'll tell you how to get the best results.
Yeah. Right after get this. The feathers out of your. We'll teach you how to get the feathers out of your vacuum cleaner in a moment here.
If the measure of a car was how many people it turned into people who love cars, the Subaru Outback would be worth its weight in gold, thanks largely to its symmetrical all-wheel drive. Unlike other systems that wait for a wheel to slip, it powers all four wheels all the time, all while with better fuel economy than midsize SUVs. And the fact that the Outback is made in a zero landfill plant doesn't hurt either. It's a car that is truly built to be loved. Love, it's what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
What if you could go back in time and change the past? Would it put the future in danger? Tonight on NBC.
This guy went back in time trying to rewrite history. It could change the present in ways we can't predict.
From the creator of Supernatural and Revolution, and the creator of The Shield, the premiere of Timeless.
Who are you? We're actually...
This is Dr. Dre. I'm Nurse Jackie. We're from General Hospital.
Timeless premieres after The Voice tonight on NBC.
All right. By the way, that voice that you hear in those commercials for NBC is Harry Lennox, who is the leader of the special FBI unit on the blacklist. For those of you who didn't know that, where he's coming from. So there it is, Richie. You got it now. No, you're not going to learn that from listening to I'm
sure didn't. Thank God. Okay. I was here for that.
All right. Okay. All right. So let's see. Tinder, as in Tinder is a dating site, right?
It's a dating app, yes.
Dating app. Okay. So what have they done to boost their viability, availability, usability? What's the story?
Well, just like Facebook and a lot of other services where you can pay to boost your posts and boost your visibility, Tinder is now doing the same thing where you can pay. They have not announced what the fee will be. They're testing this in certain markets right now, but they said it'll be global soon. You'll be able to pay a fee through your account, and it gives you 30 minutes of being one of the top profiles in your swiping area.
Gracious.
So this is a geographically...
What does swiping area mean?
It means geographically wherever you are. That's how Tinder works. So it says, so you look at your little GPS map and you see where you are, and then you see where all the other people around you geographically. I mean, this started as a hookup app, but people still use it for that, but now people are actually dating off of it.
Totally
so this
racist.
will give... How is this racist?
What about people who can't afford to pay for the extra
are you
access.
Saying people, certain races can't afford?
No, I'm saying the people in the industry.
How is that racial?
Yeah, Rich is made it racist. No, I keep going. Never mind.
I don't think Tinder is racist, but anyway.
It's racist. What about people who can't afford to pay? They're not going to have a date this weekend.
Well,
you're
saying that
only black people can't afford to
pay for the extra coverage.
Here's the thing: if you look at if you're on a Friday night and you're out on the prowl and you're within a certain geographic area and there's no one around you, you can boost your profile so that everyone even further distances will see you.
I just feel bad for the people who can't afford it.
Oh, my God.
Oh, you stopped. All right, next. Let's talk about the vacuum cleaner here.
Well,
Dyson.
Go ahead. No, go ahead.
Dyson is the futuristic vacuum cleaner company.
Right.
They are now in the hair dryer business. You shut
up. I think I'm going to take Captain Curmudgeon's cape and give it to Rich today.
There you go. So what's the story with this dryer?
So this is a hot item for Christmas lists, for not just for women, but for men as well, who want to cut down on their drying time in their hair drying time in the morning. This is Dyson's first foray into non-vacuums. It's a very strange looking wand with like an open donut hole at the end of it, and it's a hair dryer. It cuts down your drying time, they say, between 10 and 15 minutes, depending on how long and thick your hair is. It's a lot quieter than most hair dryers, and it's a lot lighter because the motor is in the handle instead of like in the head. So it's listed at $399. A lot of people are wondering if it's worth it or not. Some of the beauty blogs are starting to do reviews of it as it hits the market. And it's getting really favorable reviews. So this could end up being a really big thing for Dyson as they move into these other types of products.
Huh.
And it has that cool, futuristic look still.
I'm sorry, but if my wife comes home with a $300 hair dryer...
You wouldn't know, first of all.
I probably wouldn't. Oh, my goodness.
Maybe your
wife. But hair dryers are expensive.
It wouldn't be such a sexist piece.
She buys it for $20.
So?
That's not a good one.
She has to replace
it
every
month. Yeah, it makes her own money. Let her spend her own money where she wants to. It's not yours.
Yeah, that's sexist, Rich.
Yeah, Rich.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Introducing the fastest growing digital currency company in the world, OneLight. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLight. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.